Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear in sunders, he burneth the chariots in fire. Be still and know that he is God. He will be exalted among the heathen. He will be exalted in all the earth. Psalm 46, 8 through 10. We're going to pray Psalm 107, 42 through 43, which is part of what we're going to be covering in the next couple Sabbath messages. Our Father, who setteth the poor on high from affliction, who maketh him families like a flock, give us of Christ's righteousness, so we may see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Cause us to be wise and willing to observe these things, even to understand the loving kindness of Yahweh. Amen. So we're going to go to Psalm 111 in this book, Psalm 119 book. Psalm 111, it's in the very back. It's the third Roman numeral on the top. The back of the book is the Psalms of Praise. The beginning of the book is the Psalm 119. Yeah, if you find your page that says Psalm of Praise, Hallelujah, and you follow that out, you'll always find those songs. That's the device.
Hallelujah, with my whole heart, I will the Lord God's praise declare. Within the upright assembly, and with
seven of Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is written as an acrostic in Hebrew poetry, and so every letter is assigned to a section. This is the Zayin, which is the letter Z in Hebrew. It's the seventh letter in the Hebrew alphabet, so it's on page 7. It's part 7. It should be somewhat easy to find. So this is to the tune of Zara, so.
For in my straits I am
revive by this thy word alone. The men whose hearts with pride are stuffed did greatly me deride. Yet from thy straight command immense I have not turned aside. Yet from thy straight command immense I have not turned aside. Thy judgments righteous, O Lord, which thou of old forth gave, I did remember, and myself by them comforted have. I did remember, and myself by them comforted have. Horror took hold on me because ill men thy law forsake. In my house of pilgrimage thy laws my songs do make. I in my house of pilgrimage thy laws my songs do make. Thy name by night, Lord, I did mine, and I have kept thy law. And this I have because thy word I kept and stood in awe. And this I have because thy word I kept and stood in awe.
Amen. It's one of my more favorite ones to sing in Solomon. Also have one more psalm in our bulletin, so in the loose leaf bulletin. And so every week, I'll make this point since some still seems hard to find. Every week, the first two psalms on the bulletin are found in this book, and one's a psalm of praise, which comes from the back, and the other psalm is a psalm of, out of 119. And then after that, usually they're in the bulletin, and they'll be there until we finally get our psalm books printed at the end of this winter, and hopefully we get all that done. So we're in Psalm 107, and we are going to sing it to the tune of Rest. So we need to hum out Rest.
That right is he. praise for his goodness then, and for his works of wonder done unto the sons of men. For he the soul that longing is doth fully satisfy. With goodness he the hungry soul doth fill abundantly. Such as shut up in darkness deep and in death's shade abide. With goodness he the hungry soul doth fill abundantly. Such as shut up in darkness deep and in death's shade abide, whom strongly hath affliction bound and irons fast have tried. Because against the words of God they wrought rebelliously, and they the counsel did condemn of him that is most high. Their heart he did bring down with grief, they fell no help could have. In trouble then they cried to God, he them from straits did save. He out of darkness did them bring, and from death's shade them take. These hands wherewith they had been bound, asunder twice he prayed.
Well, that was a long psalm. Let's see how we got through it. We're going to go to our Old and New Testament reading, if we can. Numbers, once again, the bulletin tells us everything going on. Numbers 16:36 through 50. Numbers 16, chapter 16, 36 through 50. This is our Old Testament lesson. And then we'll hear a reading from Luke 22:39 through 62.
Which
one are you? It's on the front of the bulletin. Numbers 16, 36 through 50. You ever wonder what we're looking at? So it should be right here, unless it's a mistake. So, number 16:36. Remember that last week we looked at the men who were consumed by the Lord for rebelling against Moses and trying to take authority that was not given to them, called Korah's Rebellion. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censer out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own soul, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel.
And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar,
to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aaron, come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses.
But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying,
"Ye have killed the people of the Lord." And it came to pass that when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked towards the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses
and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
"Get thee up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment, and they fell upon their faces."
And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put an incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun."
And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on incense, and he made an atonement for the people.
And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed.
Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, besides them that died about the matter of Korah.
And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. And so something to notice here in remembering is that the memorial upon the altar of incense was the plates of the men who were destroyed. Korah and his rebellion, they took the plates, those censers, and hammered them out flat and put them on the altar as a memorial to teach the children of Israel not to rebel. And immediately after they did that, more people rebelled. So there's Israel for you. That's why people just can't seem to get it straight. We're also going to Luke chapter 22, which is 39 through 62. Maybe Levi would read that to us if he's willing. Are you willing?
Yeah. After what?
Luke 22, 39 through 62. Yep. And he came out.
Yep. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, "Pray that ye enter not into temptation." And he was withdrawn from them about stones cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and beginning in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, "Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus, to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, "Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, "Lord, shall we smite with the sword?" And one of them smote the servant of the high priest, and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, "Suffer ye thus far." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temples and the elders which were come to him, "Be ye come out of against a chief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your honor and the power of darkness. Then took they him, and led him, and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them, but a certain maid behind him as he sat by the fire, and honestly looked upon him, and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him, and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about this space of an hour after another, confidently affirmed, saying, of truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the man that held Jesus mocked him and smote him.
That's good. That's it. Everybody can be seated.
Only 62. I'm going to move over here a little bit so I can face everybody a little bit. If you go get me a tissue or something up in the bathroom.
This section is much smaller. It's only four verses. Let's sing the B section since we're a little bit. We got the big crowd on the new moon. It takes 15 minutes to get everything back together. It's like, all right, everybody. Yeah.
So, the coffee.
Oh, that men to Yahweh would.
bars of iron are. Fools for their sin and their offense do sore affliction bear. All kind of meat their soul abhors, they to death's gates draw near. In grief they cry to God, he saves them from their miseries. He sends his word, them heals and them from their destruction frees.
Well, I hope that psalm has more meaning now. That's my goal, at least. Well, we have our catechistic lesson that we're still going through in the book of Romans. So we're in Romans 11, 25 through 36. Continuing in dealing with Israel's election by grace, which is the whole message of Romans 11 and 9 and 10. I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in.
So all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the forefathers' sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now believed. For through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all.
O the depths of the riches, both with the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out.
Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who has first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again.
For him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever.
And so, obviously, he's talking about the greater plan of God here, the greater understanding of God beyond what we understand in his redemption with Israel, as he blinds them and opens the eyes of others and teaches us that lesson. We're going to go to the book of Psalms. We'll have our confession of sin and fellowship. We're going to use Psalm 65 today. I should have found somewhere 107, but I don't know if you'd find that. We'll get to 3, and then we will read the Ten Commandments. So take your finger and put it in Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments are, which is where we get all the sins that we commit to confess. And so we will read 65, 1 to 3, and then we will just read verse 4 afterwards. So just verse 4 after we read the Ten Commandments. So if everyone's in Psalm 65, verse 1, we'll read it all together.
Praise waits for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall a vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away.
Exodus 20. Starting in verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Verse 4. Solitarily read that as the conclusion of what was stated in 65, that our iniquities prevailed over us. As for our transgressions, you shall purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple.
Amen. Nick, would you mind praying today?
Father Yahweh, thank you for bringing us together once again on this blessed Sabbath. Thank you for the child that is born into Israel, unto Christian and Marie, and this family and this congregation. I pray that you will bless this family and bless this congregation, and that you will edify us in your word, in your law, and that you will just impress your law upon our hearts, God, and that you will truly bring us to yourself as your covenant people. And teach us all the ways that we must go in every facet of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.